curtain? Behind a curtain, so you can see like the shadows.
Oh, I've done that for Cookie Dough Show.
Yeah, so
in a drag costume. Stop it.
We had a shadow box thing for our Valentine's Day.
Are you choking on your own laughter?
Yes. That was funny.
So that will be a hot show. So you have go-go guys. Who are the go-go guys? Anybody I know?
Frankie, for sure. Turk Mason.
Turk Mason. Mm-hmm.
Because he did the last one, and he was really, really popular. And, of course, you know, they're completely naked behind the curtain.
Did you go back there and fluff them up? Did you want to?
I'm on the radio, so I'm going to say no.
I'm a mess.
I bet you have a lot of bribing powers over at OMG.
So that's a big show that's coming up. Then the other one is Eli Mars. And
we
Raquel.
Know Eli.
Yeah.
And Raquella, did you say?
And Raquella, mm-hmm. And a whole bunch of people are doing Cookie Couture. They're doing...
Is it her show?
It's not her show. It's Eli. Cookie is hosting it.
Okay.
Eli is the main...
attraction?
Right. And then there are a whole bunch of, like, rap performers and stuff. So that's getting a lot of attention. That is on April 20th. Sunday, April 20th. That's a big show coming
up. Pearl, we should do something there. If they have any nights left over. They might not now because they won the award. everyone's knocking at your door.
Yes.
We have a lot of, like, pretty much the calendar is, like, pretty filled. And
another club.
No. But, no, there are definitely open nights, and we can definitely work something out. Yeah, so a lot of big events coming up, a lot of fun parties coming up.
Fantastic.
Are you still doing like those ethnic like Bollywood?
Yeah, party? Once a month.
Uh-huh. How's that going?
That is great. That is always packed. We actually last party we had a live drum player.
How exciting!
And that was just rocked the house down.
And people danced as well.
The whole place was wall to wall people packed.
Yeah.
And with the live drum, you know, just like. He walked in right in the middle, like around midnight,
yeah.
And then he rocked the house because there was the DJ playing the music, and then there was a live drum, and oh my gosh, it was just amazing.
That's hot.
Yeah, I have videos of all of that on Facebook.
Oh, on that page?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
How exciting!
That is exciting. I mean, Bollywood and the music. When I DJ on the dance cruises, people are requesting that. So it's really becoming more mainstream in American culture as well.
And we get a lot of mixed crowd. I mean, it's not just Indian people.
It's certainly fans of that genre of music, which is the beats in that genre. Yeah. It's just intense. And I think even Beyonce uses some samples.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Scrum. But it's so exciting that you get to have live performers like that to come and do that at your event.
Was that your idea?
That was not my idea. The live drum was mine, but not the live
event.
Le Bump, which is Eli's event, April 20th. Mm-hmm. They have like live singers and performers coming, rap artists. So that's a pretty big event that's coming up, and then we're already planning a lot of things for June for Pride.
Oh, that's right. Pride is coming up. Again.
Yep. In
is
3 months.
Really? It is. In oh, June. My God.
Well, it's already March, so, you know, it's 3 months out.
Maybe you'll get your own stage this time.
Yeah.
Well, I always DJ at the Pink Party for the last, like, 6 years. I've been DJing for an hour Bollywood music at the Pink Party.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
on,
cool.
On Castro and 18th. The global stage.
The global. That's nice. That's great.
Well, if you need performers for that stage night, honey, let me know.
Last year I DJed the Sober stage. That was a fun event by the Civic Center. But we'll see this year.
Yeah, so, and then if you know Kabure, who shot in the city, is the photographer, famous photographer. He covers a lot of like different big parties and stuff at Q Bar and stuff. So he's started this new party called Pillowcase. We just had a big event a couple weeks back, first Saturday of the month. So that's a big party that's now ongoing. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, we did a fun toga party. That was really fun.
Oh, I bet. Especially
that was really fun. Oh, everybody was in togas. A lot of hot boys in togas.
God, I did one toga party in my life. Have you been in a toga?
I've never been in a I've never been to a toga party.
Yeah, it was a
Were
fun,
you in a toga?
I was not in a toga, but everybody else was, like, a lot of the hot boys were. I mean, really sexy togas.
That's hot.
Yeah. We're definitely doing another one. Before a toga party, though, our next theme party is going to be a pajama party.
Cute.
Yeah, so that's going to be a fun party too. Mm-hmm. For the toga party, we had like a lot of like floor seating, cushions.
Oh, you put stuff out.
Yeah, uh-huh. And so it was kind of like created like this.
Do you have a basement of props?
We have a basement of props. We have a huge basement.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we have a lot of props.
Is there like a secret dungeon down there?
There is a secret dungeon, and only select people are allowed.
No. That's why you won Best 90 Award. Now I know why. That's cool.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
So, are you going to continue to have weekly events?
Yeah. Yeah. We have the weekly comedy show every Monday, and then
that's what you were just talking to.
Right.
Mark.
Yeah. Valerie Branch does the comedy show.
I just ran into her. She should come on the show.
Yeah.
She's pretty awesome. She's so much fun.
Great. Yes.
Yeah. And she does drag performances.
Yeah.
Too.
She is so fantastic. I just ran into her. When did I run into her recently? I ran into her at the end of, I think, randomly for.
Oh, she was doing something at the end of.
Yeah, that's why I ran into her.
You should have said I ran into her at OMG.
I haven't run into her there lately.
She does.
Pearl hasn't been to OMG in a while.
I saw you there.
You used to go to release. That was I like that.
I was there for release, party. But I was also there for Sheena Rose's release.
That's right.
CD.
That's right.
Yeah. And then I think I was there for something else afterwards to support somebody.
I was there the last time for Matt Consola when he was DJing.
Oh, yeah.
That fundraiser.
Oh, yeah. That's another. It's not a fundraiser, actually. Oh. It's not the Resilient Party. It's a second Saturday of the month. And it's basically.
Oh, it's ongoing. Good.
It's an ongoing every month, second Saturday. It's for. HIV positive guys and allies.
Fabulous.
Yes. And
is it sponsored by a group?
It is sponsored by an individual.
Okay.
Chad. Basically. Yeah.
Thank you, Chad.
Yes, he does all the expenses. So between Chad and us, we,
I would like to be in Chad's position.
Yeah, he works for the SFH Foundation, and it's his way of giving back to the community. Mm-hmm. So it was his idea entirely. He talked about a party that used to happen a few years ago, but it was a fundraiser for a lot of the HIV foundations. Mm-hmm. And so basically that, because there was, how the money got divided and every foundation had its own. So it kind of like the party died down. Uh-huh. But people who went to the party always had fun. So they wanted the party. So then, he's like, let's start that again, but without a fundraising aspect to it. So there's no money raised. It's a free event. Chad pays for all the Go-Go Boys, the DJs, the promotions. Chad pays out of his own pocket all that money. Eventually, we'll start doing a cover so that he recovers some of the money.
But in the beginning,
the next few months, he's
welcome everyone.
Yeah. And we have big name DJs. We had Matt Consola. We had Paul Goodyear. The next one is this weekend, this Sunday. It's 5 to 10. And it's Sergio Fedas from Go Bang.
Yeah.
And then after that, the next month is Christopher B. And Paul Goodyear is coming back, and then there's Brian Bonsall. So we have some pretty good.
Who was
DJs.
It was Paul and Matt, and then who was that?
This time is Sergio Fedez.
Before that, there who was the other big
name? There's only been two.
Oh, there's only two. Okay.
So far, this is the third one.
All right. Wow! Look at the time, Pearl.
Yes, ma'am. Time
we,
flies when
we
you gotta, have
time. Because the next group come next show is a Mutiny Rodeo, and they come in 15 minutes early. So
are they still titled Sex?
Yeah. No, they're not titled Sex anymore, but they might as well be. So let's let's say thanks to our guest, winner of the 90 Awards for Best Gay Club in San Francisco.
That's such an accomplishment.
Yeah. Thank you so much, and thank you very much, Tweaker and Pearl, for having me on the show.
Again.
Always brightens up our nights.
I think you should be one of these guests that, you know, that come on and keep us updated on what's going on.
You know what? Every Wednesday, I'm just going to sit out right outside. Whenever you need me, I'm just going to come inside. Just knock. Just knock on the door, say come inside, and I'll just come in.
You'll be every single time, trust me.
No, but let's play a little bit more of Wolfie B's from Los Angeles, his mix. We've been loving it. And,
so fabulous.
We want to invite everyone back to his show next Wednesday at 6 p.m. We're going to have some fabulous guests. We're going to have...
We have a fierce line.
Who do we have, Pearl?
We have Pollo Del Mar.
That's right. She's coming in with Matt Consola.
Nice.
They're going to talk a bit about the music they've been working on together. And we also have Sasha.
We have Sasha Soprano.
She's going to be talking about her big comedy show that's coming up here.
Yeah, that's going to be the Drag Queens of Comedy she'll talk about.
Uh-huh. And there's some names here. Janae from Left Magazine is coming again.
Fabulous.
I love her voice. She has a great voice. She's funny. And SJ, who's that? Oh, yes. That is the young, very good-looking writer who has a book release coming up. I incidentally met him just getting coffee at his day job and invited him onto the show because he was so cute. And it turns out he's very creative as well, so this is good.
Cool.
Yes. And there's going to be some more surprises. So do tune in next week, 6 o'clock.
From 6 to 8, boom.
And let's let DJ Sonita Wolfie take us home.
It's Friday night. It's that time. It's Pamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse here on Mutiny Radio. We have all the best of San Francisco's underground comedy scene here to perform for you. Yeah! Tonight is extra special because we are booking 6 slots on the next Mutiny Radio Comedy Showcase, which will be April 4th. So if you are not a comedian, if you are a real audience person, you have so much power right now. You have no idea. It's crazy. If you're listening live on the internets, you can call us at 415-550-0511 and vote for your favorite comedian of the night. And they'll be on the showcase. They'll get paid. They'll be happy. They'll feel like their life is worth something. That's good. Before we start, we're just going to sing the little song that we like to sing. If you know how it goes, please sing along. MUTINY Comedy Clubhouse Comedy
Clubhouse
Comedy
Clubhouse.
Together we will bring our jokes up high, 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 high. MUTINY Comedy Clubhouse. You want to come inside my clubhouse?
Yay!
Yay! Yay! I'm so excited. I'm so excited because our first comedian of the night is a Comedy Clubhouse regular. If he is someone that you think is super fucking funny and you're a normal person, i.e. not a comedian, come in and vote for him. Please put your hands together for the amazing, the darling, Jeremy Telemundo!
Hey, what's happening, folks and fellas, all sorts of people? What are you guys up to tonight? Man, being a comedian's hard, man. I got all these fucking mic stands to move. Jesus Christ. Oh, man. Hey, I almost had sex with a 42-year-old Asian woman. Yeah, that's right. He was there. Now, the thing is, like, we even got back to her hotel room, but then, like, she put a stop to it, and she was like, I don't think we should do this. You know, it's just that I could be your mother. I was like, lady, we don't have to worry about you being my mom. You're Korean. I'm not. The test results are in right now. Oh, man. Hey, what do you call a box set with a hole in the bottom? Upside down. Zooming. So stupid. No, you're wrong. No, you're wrong. Oh, man. I've dealt with racism, like a lot of racism and hatred all my life. Like I've dealt with so much racism, hatred. Like even as a kid, like all the other kids would always circle around me and call me a bigot. You know, old jingoist Jeremy is what they used to call me in elementary school. It occurred to me, comedians don't get the same level of respect that rappers do. So from now on, I'm only writing jokes about how hilarious I am, yeah. And like one-liners about how I fucked your bitch. You crazy for that one, Jay? Crazy? So wild. Crazy. What other jokes do I have? Oh man. Christians say some pretty zany things, right, guys? They're a kooky type of people. I always think it's weird when, like, I hear them say, like, they're always like, oh, yeah, the Lord is my shepherd, and we are but his sheep. And, like, they find comfort in that. It's like, you know, shepherds don't just get sheep because they like hanging out with sheep, right? You know they kill and eat those things? Kind of makes you wonder what the Lord's real plan is. Now he's probably out there like, yeah, be fruitful, multiply. I want seconds. So I'm so pissed the devil keeps taking all his souls. He spends 7 days making that meal and his ex-roommate comes and eats it. I'd be fucking angry too. You know, hates abortions. He's like, there's not enough meat on the bones. It's not ready yet. Let it simmer a while. Don't go towards the light. That's the refrigerator. You know, Jesus saves you for later. Other heretic things. I don't have any other jokes. I should be burned to the stake for saying such things.
Can I see you for breakfast?
No, what? That's not part of my joke. And you're not part of my set. See? That's you being punished for heckling. That's, you drop lipstick, and that's what you get. It's karma or maybe. All right, cool. Man, is it just me or is gang graffiti getting out of hand? Right? Like, dude, I saw, like, in the middle of broad daylight, you know, it was just this gang just repping right there, painting a storefront, just tagging all over a storefront, you know? They were repping their colors, all wearing, like, bright, like, reflector yellow vests, blue jeans, and comfortable shoes. They must have had beef with all the other tags in the area because they were just painting gray over everything. I was like, damn, these people must be OGs because they're hella old. You know, they're yelling terms I didn't understand. They're like, yeah, we about this abatement life. Graffiti abatement. I don't know. Hey, I'm getting out of here pretty soon. Wow, yeah, okay. You'll miss me. You'll come crawling back. You'll see. And you'll be like, oh, I wish I could heckle that handsome young boy again. I don't know. No, yum's wrong. Let me do a quick one. Somebody stole the front tire of my bicycle recently. And at first I was fucking pissed, but now I'm just hella good at popping wheelies. All right, hey, I'm Jeremy Talamantes. You guys have a delightful, wonderful night.
Delightful, wonderful Jeremy Talamantes. If you liked him very much, please vote for him, because tonight, if you're an audience member who's not a comedian, please clap for yourself right now. I hear you. Yeah. Okay. All you people are really important tonight. You have the heart and soul of comedians in your hands right now, because you're going to vote for them for a paid showcase. So any of these guys or girls that you think are funny, go put a hashtag or a mark or something by their name. Our next comedian is a beautiful woman who's... Her jokes are scrumptious. I love her every time she's here at the clubhouse. Please clap your hands together like she's your long-lost sister, Angela Julian! Yay!
What's up, motherfuckers? I'm quite certain at least half of what Pam said to introduce me was words, so thank you, Pam. Can we talk for a second about how hard it is to quit a job that gives you free sandwiches during lunch? They're like, hi, welcome. You're going to actually be working a 60-hour day. Just one. I know it doesn't actually technically fit into even two, but you're going to be working it, but free lunch. Every 8 hours, I'm like, I fucking hate this place. Oh, pizza. I can stay a little bit longer. Thank you. In honor of of showcases by committee. I have decided to do my jokes by committee, and I asked random people on the internet what I should tell jokes about. So I'm serious. That's why I'm on my phone right now. Let me see. So can we talk about Baby Beluga for a second? I mean, like, that's the one thing I could think about that is, like, really, really disproves if you love something, let it go. Because that fucker has not been back yet. What an asshole. I guess he's one of those hipsters that, like, is so hip he hates San Francisco. Woo. Fucking whales. Yeah. No, don't clap for that. That was so sad. You ever getting really horny at home with your lover, man, woman, whoever, and you flip on the Schindler's List soundtrack because you love a good cry-gasm, and you realize they're a little too into it, and then when you undress them, you find the swastika tattoo on the inner thigh? Just me? All right. Happened too many times to count. Exactly zero. What the fuck else did they say? Oh, butts. I should tell jokes about butts. I don't want to tell those sorts of jokes to you assholes. I don't. Yeah, that was bad too. So, everybody, as you can see, like, in this next weekend, I'm actually going to become the sort of person that I wished I was and thought I would be as an adult when I was 12. Funky colored hair, asymmetrical haircut, really against authority, rebelling against the authority at my work by taking home the free refreshments after the day is done. And braces. Beautiful braces. I'm going to get the clear ones because they're practically invisible, and I just want people to think that I have like a metal line through all of my teeth. All right. Thank you, everybody. My name is Angela Julian. That was so sad.
Angela Julian, if you want to vote for her, you can. Come in the booth, vote, 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 if you're a regular person. Yay. Our next comedian is definitely not a regular person. I see him in the strangest parts of town, but he is a very funny man. Please clap like you mean it for Frankie Lee. Yay. Let's go.
Any minute now, doctors will come rushing through these front doors to take me back to the ward, because I'm supposed to be on meds. And the last time I didn't take them, I woke up ass naked in a tricked out bookmobile surrounded by 35 grilled cheese sandwiches with one bite taken out of each one, hanging upside down with a Roman candle in my ass and a crack pipe high as hell. I see some white ladies in here looking at me like, oh my God. Oh, don't act so surprised like you ain't never took a hit, popped a pill, or got drunk and found yourself somewhere jacking off, sucking anal beads out of a horse's ass. I told y'all I'm fucked up. This ain't normal shit. I used to get so spun the fuck out. I used to try to play it off by going to Starbucks and getting a cup of coffee. That shit was about as useful as trying to speed up a space shuttle with a fucking bottle rocket. And you know when you fucked up in public, ain't nobody gonna let you use the goddamn bathroom. You might as well forget that shit. Fuck them, I shit between two cars, wipe my ass with my t-shirt and put it back on. And then run to hug the first motherfucker I see. And if you escape, I know when you get to your front door, I know you're going to look around before you go in the house. That's when I poof. That's what crackheads do, just poof out of nowhere. How you doing, ma'am? Can you spare some change? I love change. I replaced the words fuck you with suck my dick. I got on the bus on the way over here. As soon as I got on the bus, some Asian dude tried to come with that bullshit. Suck my dick. Suck my dick. suck my dick, you big Jackie Chan backflip doing Bruce Lee looking, Mugu Gai Pan cooking, Indian tofu sipping, Indian style sitting. Fuck that. I ain't having it. Pantastics ain't having it. And you know when you know only drugs and alcohol can create such behavior. Fuck it, I went all out when I did drugs and alcohol. Teeth missing, breaking in people's houses and shit. The police said, Frankie Lee, don't you have anything else better to do, son? Like what, breaking in people's houses just to melt now laters on furnace vents? Hell no, I ain't got nothing else better to fucking do. Shit. And when I did get out of jail, I kept using and drinking and ended up super homeless. I had so many bugs laying eggs in my hair. At night, all I could hear was eggs hatching. It sounds so loud, it sounded like somebody was shaking dice in my ear. I wore the same socks so goddamn long, the skin grew around them. San Francisco General had to put me to sleep just to peel them off me. I still got them, though. And when I get resentful, I go to the library and catch somebody slipping and sleeping at a computer and wave them socks over your goddamn nose. And when you wake up, I splash you in the face with some powdered Kool-Aid and run. Motherfuckers, fuck them. And when I get high, I'm ready to fuck. I'm ready to fuck. You then. Is this the look of a crazy man? I'm just playing, ladies. These just jokes. I wouldn't hurt you, hit you, yell at you, none of that. I just want to pound you hard and treat you right. And what's wrong with that? Can Frankie Lee get some honeysuckle love butt crack juice? Fuck. I'm telling y'all, ladies, y'all gonna miss out on some of this big black building dick. It's so big. At night during a full moon, it detaches and roams the neighborhood. It's been a reported sighting of a huge black rubbery creature peeking through ladies' bedroom windows and jacking off. That's right, my dick's so big, my dick got a dick, goddammit. But anyway, it's time for me to go. So this is the last part of the show where I like to select one white person out of the crowd and follow them home. But I'm just kidding, because some of y'all white folks actually going back to the police station from here. So catch me if you can, goddammit. See you later.
Yeah, that was the motherfucking Frankie Lee. If you liked him, David, raise your hand. If you liked him, David tonight is the person to vote with. If you are an audience member and you like any of the comics that you see, go up to David. He's a nice man. He also knows a lot about magic and has wonderful, wonderful poems. But beside that, he's the person you're voting with tonight. So if you're a regular person and you like anybody you see, just go up and mark a hashtag by your name. You can vote as many times as you want. So just anybody you like, just let David know because you're booking the showcase. Our next comedian, I think he wants to be booked in the showcase too. He hangs out here all the time, which I love so much. You can usually catch him on Mondays with David Hobley and all other times on the station. We love him so much. He has a new song about brainwash. Check him out on YouTube. It's Rom D. Yay!
You guys, what's going on? Hello. Will you hold this for me, please?
You're awesome.
Whoever said that you can't buy happiness has never seen the menu at a pot club.
Yeah!
They have happiness in all variety of sizes, strains, colors. That's some happiness for everybody, guys. So I'm sure you guys, pot clubs are cool, as it turns out. Meth clubs, kind of sketchy. You guys have heard of the Google Glass lady. I'm taking it. Somebody here. So if you haven't, she's this woman that allegedly got in an altercation at the Molotov, got her Google Glass knocked off, which is shitty. But she went on Twitter and then characterized that as a hate crime. Here's a good metric, guys. If you can tweet about it the next day, probably wasn't a hate crime. I did some research on this joke, actually, and as it turns out, being a cunt, not a protected class under current hate crime legislation. Thank you. This song's about our friend, the Google Glass lady. This is not a song of freedom. This is not a song of hope. This is a song about the glass holes. They have the Google money. They have buses that run on time. Something, something, Google assholes. Oh my God! I wrote this song this morning. It was better then. The pot club does do it, man. That's the problem with pot clubs. They ruin really shitty songs that you can probably see on YouTube. Anyway, this next song is a song about our favorite our second favorite open mic, which would be the Brainwash open mic. This song is called Brainwash open mic (parentheses). I'm sorry. I'm sorry for all the people who are here just trying to eat their food. Taking bites between dick jokes, just remember you have to chew. You have to practice mastication or you will get indigestion at the Brainwash open mic. Brainwash open mic. I'm sorry for all the people who are here just trying to drink their beer. But the more you drink, the funnier we get. At least it's what we hear. You just go away your demons, 'cause alcoholism is cool at the Brainwash open mic. Remember, tip your bar staff. I'm sorry to the comedians outside smoking cigarettes. If you were outside too, this song would probably sound like this. The Brainwash open mic. Brainwash open mic. These guys are a bunch of assholes. I'm sorry to the people that are here just trying to wash their clothes. Three open mics in a week, goddamn, gotta find somewhere else to wash our clothes. If you wait in on the washer, I got some laundry tips for you. You gotta segregate the colors, 'cause segregation is cool. As long as we're talking laundry, or else that shit is racist. That shit is fucking racist. At the Brainwash open mic.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah! His comedy, please come in the booth, vote for him. Yay. Our next comedian has a show here every third Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. at Mutiny Radio. He's an amazing producer. He puts together great shows. He's also a very funny man. It's Daniel Berner Hicks. Yay.
What's up, everybody? So my name is Daniel. I grew up in a black neighborhood in Oakland. And in fact, in my third grade class, I was actually the only white person in my class, and I also was one of three kids named Daniel, you know, so there was nicknames for the Daniels, like there was DJ, and there was Danny, and there was punk-ass, bitch-ass, cracker-ass white boy. I really like rap music. That's really like one of the things like Oakland really imprinted on me is like I love rap music, but I recently realized I do not understand it. Like I just don't get it at all. Like I was listening to a song recently by Birdman. Do you guys know Birdman? He might be Lil Wayne's dad, no one's really sure. He has a lyric where he says, "I'm wallpaper, dog. I hustle in the fog." Know what I'm saying? No, like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? Like, do you sell crack at a Home Depot? You know, like, sorry. So this is a true story that I will tell, unlike the lies I previously told. I'm just kidding. It's all true. I was a kid at one point, and the first job that I wanted to have when I was a kid was I wanted to be a pimp. That's right. Most kids are like, oh, I want to be an actor. I was like, no, I heard E-40. I was like, no, this is the life for me, Mom. I'm going to be a pimp. Unfortunately, I don't have the skill set, you know, required to be a pimp. You know, like, pimps have to do things. Like, they have to sell a lifestyle. You know what I mean? Like, pimps will see, like, these young Eastern European runners.
That sound is Mutiny Radio listeners, my mutineers. I'm back because two jobs, hospital bills, no insurance, the state, that can't keep me down. I'm here and we're going to talk about that kind of thing and how hard it is for all of you working here and in the world today. And I've been gone for a while, but we're going to bring it back in style. If I have any new listeners, I'm going to tell you what we're all about here in a minute. But as usual, we start with In the Hall of the Mountain King. This particular version is by the Marimba Bells because you are tuned in to Mutiny Radio. And this is The Stranger in a Strange Land. If you want to call up, the phone number is 415-550-0511. That's 415-550-0511. And I have some news, current events from around the world here in these fine United States. And yes, some politics for you. So stay tuned. Some great music as well. The Stranger in a Strange Land on Mutiny.
Sentimental. we should, because I've got it so bad. And
beautiful, inimitable Nina Simone, and it's actually some Miles Davis, though it is a remix. It's gonna be some fun stuff here. I realize when I look at the stats, as we are in this new year here, firmly embedded into 2014, I have new listeners. It's grown, and there's a different kind of audience that listens to this show. And different people come to it. I know people are into the politics, so we're not going to give up on that and the current events that we update you with. But also, people kind of like the theme shows that I do every once in a while, and they'll come after the fact and listen to those. So we'll have some of those this year, too. But of course, yes, those politics. And since I haven't been here for a while, I mean, there's a lot to cover. Of course, the State of the Union address. Didn't really say anything controversial to upset anyone. I mean, he apparently is going to give a pass to everyone between the financial titans of Wall Street and, dictators around the world and the Republicans. Wasn't really hard on anyone. And just continuing to make weak proposals, weak sauce proposals. Hey, he's going to raise that minimum wage to $10.10. And only for federal workers, only federal contract workers, and actually not any of the current contracts, only ones that are renewed, only new ones. So starting from when he made that proposal, that's excluding a lot of people, actually. He did announce new fuel efficiency standards for trucks to combat climate change. He, of course, said that climate change is a fact. The debate is settled. Thank God that someone in Washington, D.C. acknowledges scientific fact. That's refreshing, I guess. I mean, it's bold, I want to say. He's ordered his administration to partner with cities and states to shift towards cleaner energy. He's kind of had a balanced idea of clean energy, including a lot of dirty energy, so I'm not going to give him too much credit on that. Launching 4 new manufacturing institutes this year and creating the starter savings accounts for workers with no 401ks or IRAs for retirement, asking CEOs to come up with best practices to help the long-term unemployed. Because if there's one group of people who really care about the unemployed, it's CEOs, right? Because they've been there. He wants to partner with tech companies to improve web connectivity in schools. I got nothing to criticize about that. Good for him. Of course, if there's any group of people who can criticize him over any little thing, it's Republicans. He pretty much let them off the hook in his State of the Union. And Representative Steve Stockman, who got up and walked out halfway through the address, so didn't even pay attention to what he was saying, later asked his constituents on Twitter, "Should I impeach Obama? No reason, no particular thing. Just should I do it? Should I? Do you guys like that? You guys love it, don't you? Aren't I a darling?" Well, on immigration, of course, we know the Republicans are kicking that can down the road, and so did Obama in his speech, and probably the rest of the year. He failed to address the roots of income inequality, and also this immigration kerfuffle. Of course, we should note, we're unhappy with the Obama administration, not for the same kooky, crazy reasons that the leadership on the right claim to be, even though they're just disingenuous, but we actually have real reasons. Speaking of immigration, his administration has deported nearly 2 million undocumented immigrants. That it would be, I believe, more than his predecessor. Obama's coziness with and failure to regulate or punish fraud from the big banks. His education reform, quote-unquote, just gives, gives it over to the corporate privatization, which is not more efficacious. Obama's call to ramp up and embrace our now pervasive surveillance state, his hypocrisy about drone warfare and dedication to state secrets, just all of those far and beyond previous presidents, he's just gone further right on some of those things and attempted to ram through corporate loving, population harming, trans-Pacific partnerships in secret. We've talked about that before in the show, and we will in the future. His failure to do much about the racist drug war and discriminatory sentencing, it was a mild relief to know that they found one discrepancy, Eric Holder and Obama, and they've started to bridge some of those gaps, but still a lot to be done. And counterproductive energy policy, huge expansion, the number of countries we're fighting secret wars in with special ops. In 2013 alone, elite U.S. forces were deployed in 134 countries around the globe, 123% increase during the Obama years. And it just demonstrates how, you know, all this the CIA drone campaign, extensive spying, all this is just projection of machismo, and the American empire is just continuing to grow. Of course, you won't hear these criticisms come from Republican leadership, not for real factors, because the villainous GOP leaders are more than happy to agree with him on that. Destroy the environment, kill American citizens, steal from the poor to feed the rich, spy on you. They have to, in fact, there's very little that they actually genuinely disagree with him on. They have to make up stupid shit to criticize the president for because he's on their side more often than not. Well, Americans aren't really falling for it. In a recent poll, Democrats are seen as more willing to cross the aisle and partner with Republicans, and Republicans are more extreme, more willing to work with the other party. Americans said the Democratic Party 62%, Republicans only 27%. I'm surprised it's that high. One of the most obstinate Congresses we've had since they've been taking records on it. And who's more concerned with the needs of the people? Well, 32% Republicans and 52% Democrats. I don't think either of them really are. So I guess that's a kind of fair judgment. Is more extreme in its positions. Republican Party 54%, so over half, and Democrats 35%, and is more influenced by lobbyists, 47% to Republicans and 30% to Democrats. Neither were found to be very ethical, and neither were found to really be able to manage the federal government. People were kind of split on who could do the job, because when you ask Americans, should we just vote them all out, regardless of the party, they agree. That's when you do it. But one party is clearly seen as more extreme, and they have a brilliant alternative to Obamacare, which is just anything else. They want Americans to let the insurance companies go back in unfettered, no regulation, pre-existing conditions, all that stuff. You should pay more, should get less out of it. In fact, when they criticize the president and say, oh, well, you know, people are losing their health care plans that they like, and he lied about that. It's like, yeah, they're losing their shitty health care plans, revealing that Republicans would love for you to have shitty health care. It's like, oh, you don't get to keep the shitty health care that we want you to have? He's going to get you something better for cheaper? And they were criticizing him for, you know, the website having snafus and outages and people temporarily losing coverage while they were transitioning. Now, that kind of pain, those are valid arguments, except it paints the Republicans into a corner because of their profiteer, predatory-based back-asswards plan from the Stone Age or the days of serfdom, at least. There'd be a lot more of that. So if they were to implement their plan, they've set up all the arguments against it already. Good thinking there. And this is the thing. It's all about good thinking. I'm not telling you that the Democrats are right or the Republicans are right, and I don't want you to go on the show and be rah-rah our side horse race politics, because that's stupid and distracting. I want you to employ your critical thinking skills that as an advanced hominid you have. Don't trust the left or right just because they're left or right. Democrats and other so-called lefties, by the way, keep shifting further to the right, supporting things like apartheid. So you should use your critical thinking, your skepticism, and the Socratic method to inspect the world around you. If that happens to land you in a political camp afterwards, then so be it. Look, I don't want to attack people I disagree with a little bit on something, such as the economy or owning guns or practicing your religion. I'm not going to attack you on that. I think that once we acknowledge that to a lot of these arguments there are bounds of reason, then we can decide where the line is on things like regulation or background checks for guns or things. I mean, we can decide that there are bounds of reason and then have a debate that's realistic. I have no interest in just completely demonizing your side, and anyone who claims that's the case is lying to you. Now, some things are very wrong with this country, clearly, and getting worse. For example, here in this beautiful town of San Francisco, where Mutiny Radio is located, we are seeing an influx of the super rich and an exodus or gentrification of the poor and middle class, and the city is becoming a little less liberal. The once iconic liberal American city is soon emerging as a conservative haven for the libertarian rich. Now, I'm talking about civil libertarian. I'm talking about tax evading libertarian. I mean, there's attacks on our democracy all across the country. Voter suppression in North Carolina. The GOP arguing that voting is un-American, specifically early voting. But they're trying to argue that voting is un-American. Go figure. Trying to argue that the Constitution and the Declaration were written by God, even though I believe Thomas Jefferson wasn't exactly in that camp. But their newest immigration reform from the GOP let millions stay here in this country but just not be able to vote. So essentially indentured servitude. That's what they want. Make sure that the top state elections have a GOP bias. They'd like that. They'd like any election referees to just be in their camp for the lobbyists and the super rich. And these are the sort of things that we talk about on the show. Your issues of importance, I will definitely talk about. You just let me know. 415-550-0511. You can also email me if you're listening to the show later on the podcast. The Stranger, that's me, The Stranger at earthling.net. Earthling, because I'm totally from this planet. Now, there are other inequities that it really bothers me to talk about, but of course I'm going to. And this is actually, this is a mixed good and bad news. Of course, Michael Dunn, the Florida man who fired into a car full of teenagers, unarmed teenagers, killing one, because he was standing his ground against their loud music. I didn't know that when you were standing your ground meant public space because they were coming out of a convenience store. I didn't know that was his ground and not those teenagers. And I didn't know that standing your ground meant that you could get in your vehicle and chase them as they're trying to drive away from you and fire into the vehicle. Now, he was found guilty of attempted murder of the teens who survived and then found not guilty of the first-degree murder charge of 17-year-old Jordan Davis, who did die. So now a lot of people are saying, oh, well, look at the bright side. He was found. He'll probably be in prison for a long time because of those other charges. Yeah, there is a principle here. You can't set a precedent that you can just get away with shooting someone because of their loud music. And part of it was that the prosecutor opted for first degree instead of second degree or manslaughter. And here's the really good news. The prosecutors are going to try that charge again in May. And they're able to do it because I guess it was a mistrial. It wasn't. I misspoke. He wasn't found not guilty. He was. There was a mistrial on that charge, and he was found guilty on the other charges. The law is weird, man. I'm glad I didn't become a lawyer. But the recent verdict sparked nationwide debate on racism in this criminal case, just as it did with the George Zimmerman case 1 year ago and the controversial Stand Your Ground laws. But hey, I'm sure that those Stand Your Ground laws, the country will come around on that real soon, won't they? Now, in most self-defense cases, you have to make an attempt to get away and not chase the person down. But in Florida, there's no such requirement. You can do that. You just fire at anyone and it's self-defense. And these Stand Your Ground laws are on the books in more than 20 states. Now, what was an obvious case of Stand Your Ground in Florida, Michael Giles, this is a U.S. airman, was sentenced to 25 years in a Florida prison for shooting a man who was attacking him in the leg That's right. He didn't actually kill the guy. He got 25 years for shooting the guy in the leg, which is what I think everyone should do, if not kill the person, right? Don't kill the person. Just try to stop them if you have to shoot at all, which, you know. But this guy, he made a call. He's like, I'm standing my ground, I'm shooting the leg, and he got sentenced, even though he was just leaving his, you know, residence. Now, could be because this guy was black, the shooter in this case. And if you look at the statistics, people who are white and argue stand your ground get acquitted much more often, at a much higher rate, than people who are black and try to use stand your ground. It's interesting. Why that disparity? I wonder. I guess it's probably just a coincidence, right? Now, and if you have any question that there is some problem with racism in this country, just whenever an unarmed black teenager is shot and killed or something like this, something in that realm happens, just go to Twitter and read some of the tweets. I'm not going to read them. They're horrifying. But there's just all these things that black people are not allowed to do in this country safely without threat of being shot or harassed by police, stopped and frisked. I mean, they can't just go on a snack run to 7-Eleven or listen to loud music, as we know, or wear a hoodie, because those are all suspicious activities deserving of execution. Drive in their car with a white girl, they can be assaulted for that. Appear in public in New York City, the police will assault them. They can't walk on the wrong side of the street, apparently. Wait for the school bus, because sometimes that's suspicious. Drink iced tea in a parking lot. Seek help after a car accident. We talked about that case last year. Inspect their own car or property. Police shot a man for doing that. Show up at their job. I believe that was in Florida, too. There was a police department profiling someone for showing up to his job. Kindergartner who threw a temper tantrum. Had police respond. Buying clothes at an upscale place like Barney's or Macy's. That is suspicious. Buying clothes. How could... What? Be a 13-year-old. Enter your own home. Or, as we know here in the Bay Area, lay down in handcuffs and get shot in the back. That is the reality that they face in this country. I'm going to go to some music and calm down. Here's Led Zeppelin, The Ocean. Something to think about.